Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Until last week.
We got Vince in the city who's been hanging on for a very long time. I want to go to him and we can take some calls. 888-957-9570. We teased the sound, Diana Rossini, as it's related to the San Francisco 49ers. What's going on with Brock Purdy in the toe? We heard from Melissa Starks saying it's day-to-day. It's limited. We'll see. Well, this is what Diana Rossini had to say yesterday via The Athletic.
The San Francisco 49ers had week 8 circled as this is going to be it. Like, this is when these two are going to be able to come back. So to go with where Brock Purdy's at, where he actually even shared with the broadcast that it's like very day to day. And it's true. We'll see what happens if he practices on Wednesday. But as of late last night, from a couple of the conversations I was having, it's still really up in the air. He went through a workout yesterday on the field and I was told that he didn't really feel that great. So we'll see how this progresses over the next few days. And he shared too how frustrated he is. You know, he doesn't want to sit and watch this happen, especially after just getting paid. And it sounds like it's one of those nagging pains too, where it's just like you're trying, you feel like you can go a little bit more. And then when you push it, that's when the pain comes back. We'll see how they figure that out. And the same with Ricky Pearsall. Again, had it circled for week 8. It's just not definite as of right now on Monday.
So that was Diana Rossini yesterday via The Athletic. They had the date circled, Bonte. And it sounds like both of them maybe, and it sucks for Ricky's case because, God, he was playing so well, too, prior to this injury. You know, the more this keeps lingering, it just...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be there all year for Brock Purdy. I'm sorry. Like, I don't envision any scenario. No, I'm not a doctor, but I've talked to the players that have done it. And we actually have talked to Dr. Neeraj Pandya, UCSF Health. You know him very well. Like, he said this is going to be lingering all year probably too. Like, there's, unless you have surgery and you put him on ice, kind of like what Joe Burrow did, and his was much more severe, it sounds like, in Cincinnati, it sounds like this is just going to be there all year. And I just wonder if we're ever going to get to a point, Bonte, where he's going to like start and feel good. And Kyle Shanahan's going to feel good about starting him.
Not a doctor.
Not
a doctor, but I always question whether or not he would come back against Houston or New York because they both have turf. Houston's turf at Reliance Stadium has taken ACLs before. That turf is, I mean, remember Wes Welker last game of the season? What was that, over a decade ago? Tore his knee up, and everybody was like, yo, Houston's got a terrible field. Even that turf field right now at Reliance Stadium, you want him coming back on turf? Like, you would think that maybe it's better on grass, but obviously he re-aggravated the injury against Jacksonville, which Levi Stadium's had grass. And then MetLife Stadium, we know, is a terrible
playing surface. It's one of the worst surfaces in sports.
In sports. So I always question whether or not he would come back during these two games. If he did come back, maybe it would be last week's game against Atlanta. But I have no idea. If it's lingering like that, and if he can't go, then you know what? You roll with Mac. That's a perfect – you got Mac Jones. Now, there's a ceiling to Mac Jones, and – Shanahan called the game knowing that, hey, if Atlanta starts getting pressure like they did early in the football game, Matt can't really move. So you're going to have limitations with the offense because you still have yet to score over 26 points.
What's more concerning right now? The offense? And let's just assume Mac is the guy for the rest of this year because Purdy's unavailable. What's the more concerning unit, the offense or the defense, considering all the injuries on defense?
Probably both. I would say offense, and I would say offense because you need playmakers. In these big games coming up,
that's
when you got the Rams and you have the Seahawks coming to town and you're playing the Arizona Cardinals down in Glendale, Arizona, it's never easy down in the desert. See, they just took the Packers to the brink. Yeah. You can't just put win next to that, that
Jacoby
game.
Jacoby played well, too.
Right, Jacoby Brissett played well, so.
They need Pearsall back so bad.
And Pearsall's knee. I asked last week, what's up with Pearsall?
Yeah.
Because there's no instability in the knee. We have no idea. It's a PCL injury, for crying out loud.
Is he even testing it or no?
I have no idea. I heard he was on the side field. So they're not.
You brought up the turf the next year, and it's a well put. And Chask and I have been all over this. He was asked yesterday at a media conference call, Shanahan, whether or not the turf plays a factor in the next 2 weeks. And he said, quote, no. Not that I've been told, end quote. That was Shanahan saying it's...
He might just be saying
exactly.
That.
We don't know.
It's interesting.
I don't feel great about it, though, if it is on turf.
You kind of thought maybe somebody said something they weren't supposed to and NBC ran with it regarding the foot? You're assuming.
I'm assuming. I would think that Lynch and Shanahan and the organization will want to be as tight-lipped as possible.
Yeah, vague.
It's been vague with the Ricky Pearsall injury.
Did you know what foot it was? Because I didn't.
I didn't either. And even George Kittle, for crying out loud, I didn't know the hamstring was torn.
No one did.
No.
And it comes out that, he had a torn hamstring. What?
He came out of this game more than any other game I can remember, but he's probably also working his conditioning back.
And so I'm sure the NFL is probably calling the Niners saying, hey, what's going on here? We need you guys to be accurate. And I don't blame NFL teams for lying about injuries. I would, too.
I'd be as vague as possible. Yeah.
I'd be as vague as possible. I'm not telling anybody anything.
Go hockey? Lower body injury.
Yeah, lower body injury. I don't need the fans freaking out. Yeah. I don't need the other team to know what's going on. Like, Juwan Jennings, I'm sure they were miffed when Juwan Jennings said, yeah, I got a low and high ankle sprain. I got 5 broken ribs.
Well, you know,
I got shoulders at 20%. And Trent Williams came out and was like, well, we're all kind of dealing with something. And remember last week, I said, hey, a former player was like, yo, either play or just be quiet.
Well, you know what I thought of when Mac, it was a medicine ball. The ball that Mac threw, he was going to get plastered because he threw it out in front of Juwan, come out the intercepted ball. Immediately, I thought of, well, if I was Juwan and I was that hurt, I wouldn't be laying out. Oh. I would have been on the sidelines in the blue tent had he completed that catch.
It was a business decision.
100%.
He would have got leveled.
He would have got destroyed. So, like, to me, he alligator armed it, but it was a medicine ball thrown by Mac. It was both of those things.
No doubt. And Mac, even on the play to DeMarcus Robinson, when he dropped that pass, Juwan Jennings was running on a crosser wide open.
I didn't see that.
And that was the first time. That was the first time I kind of thought, like, man, is Mac just locking in on certain guys? Is he locking in on certain wide receivers? What's going on? Because Atlanta does have a good pass rush. You never know where it's coming. And that's why I thought the Niners' game plan to run the ball down their throat, especially after Diablo got hurt at middle linebacker. They ran right where the replacement was. And Matt Hennessy came in, and the run game looked a little better without Jake Brindle. Mm. Go figure.
It is funny how we do this thing about center. He's got to know all the calls. He's got to know everything. And, like, right away, and somebody asked Mac, like, was it different with the center? He's like, it was fine.
Right.
just dismissed it.
But if you ask me this, because I know where this is going.
What?
If the ceiling with the 49ers. I think their ceiling is higher with a healthy Brock Purdy. because of his mobility, because I've seen him win the big games at the high. Like, you get to a playoff game, Mac's never experienced it, and he comes out there and he can't move.
Well, he has the one playoff game.
One playoff game, and they got blown out in Buffalo.
30-0.
They got blown out. He wasn't close. But he was a rookie.
I just don't think Purdy will be healthy. Like, we all keep saying, and I've said it many times, when Purdy's healthy, if Purdy's healthy.
We don't
it
know.
Just feels like he's not going to get healthy this year.
Well, the toe may just need more time. He may need until November to come back. Because, again, we don't know the severity of it. And if it's day-to-day and he's saying, man, right now I can't push off of it, then what's really going on with the toe?
Exactly.
Is it just the toe? Is there a ligament damage in the toe? Well, is it just like Joe
tear,
Burrow?
According to Melissa Starks, right. It was a tear.
Complete tear? So then is it like Joe Burrow? Because Joe Burrow's not playing until mid-December. And we don't even know that.
I talked about you last week. I was like, if surgery was an option, I don't think anyone's asked Shanahan about this. Like, was he told that surgery was an option at some point? Because at that point, I would have been like, okay, get the surgery so he can come back this season like Burrow. Now it might be a little too late for that if you're going to do that, because Burrow did it, what was it, week 2, 3, whatever it was? So I don't know. We got Vince, we got SF Bay Drummer, we got DJ and SF. By the way, Sports Talk 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Vince in the city, what's up, man? You're on with the Morning Roast with Bonte. Thank you for hanging on tight. We appreciate it. What you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? So you guys were asking earlier, do we think that the 49ers can make the postseason? And I said it at the beginning of the year, all they got to do is get to the dance. I don't care how they do it, if it's ugly, if they're blowing teams out, they just got to get there. And then even more so now, because if you look across the league, everybody's hurt. Everybody's getting hurt. And, I mean, luckily, I guess our guys kind of, some of the guys who can come back got hurt early, so that way we can expect them in the second half of the season. I just think that it's going to set us up for an easier push to the playoffs. We just got to get there. I think, and I don't want to say Baldy was wrong, but with George Kittle coming back and then that also being the same game that CMC finally goes off on the ground, I got to say there's a correlation there. Now, I feel like George Kittle had a Draymond-type game because he didn't put up any numbers, but he impacted the game, whether it be gravity and pulling defenders with him or setting the edge on some of those blocks. And with that Draymond reference, because I was asked when I was fielded on this call, the Warriors. I think the Warriors, they might have a shot. You know, like everybody keeps saying that they're old, but then when you go to the gym and you're playing pickup ball, right, you got all these old dudes, and it's like, how come we can't beat them? I think with age comes wisdom. Plus, you got four guys who are in line, who are young and athletic, and they got promise. I don't know if it'll ever come to fruition, but I think when you got Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, you're bringing in Al Horford, I think you got a shot. You got a shot. I don't know how deep they can go, but I think they got a shot at postseason play as well.
That's Vince in the city. Got a shot, and he's referring to what Baldy said. I don't know if you listened to the whole thing, Bonte. When Baldy joined us, if you missed any of that interview, find it on YouTube or the Free Odyssey app. I asked him straight up, I was like, is it as simple as, you know, George Kittle coming back, so that means the run game's back? And he's like, no. Like, he thought Trent Williams had his best game all season long. Now, it might be a part of it, but it's not the whole main reason. And he kind of likened it to CMC also just looking more comfortable when George Kittle's out there. And as good as Trent Williams looked, and I agree with him, Trent looked really good on Sunday night.
Gravity, right? We always talk about gravity with Steph and the Warriors. And when George Kittle's in the game, you got to pay attention to him. Safety's got to pay attention to him. Linebacker's got to pay attention to him. What is he doing? Is he on the line of scrimmage? Is he in line? Is he in the slot? Where's George Kittle at? So, yeah, that was definitely a big boost for them. But I also think their interior played a lot better. I thought Pooney had one of his better games. Yeah. I thought Kobe had one of his better games at left guard. I thought they got after Atlanta and said, you know what, we're going to bully you guys. And McCaffrey running behind these dudes with a purpose, knowing that Bijan Robinson's on the other side. All that correlates with the 49ers doing what they do. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.